afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. I'm here with my co-host today, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is Thursday, July 26, 2018. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. How's one of my favorite people in the world doing today?
Oh, I'm just doing fantastic.
Peachy, peachy keen, right?
Peachy, peachy keen. You know, they're hitting gold again. They're hitting gold again today, so it's great buying opportunities.
Oh, and, what a buying opportunity. Seriously, I mean, really and sincerely, now's the time to buy. The whole now's the time to buy.
Oh, well, it's my best friend once again, Mr. Larry Kudlow. He can't keep his mouth quiet. He always has to open it, and we're going to talk about the GDP here just shortly because they're going to release the numbers tomorrow, and he's out there blabbing about numbers and everything, and it doesn't happen. It moves markets, and it just is wrong. He hates gold. He loves the strong dollar. That's the only thing that man knows what to say and how to say. Strong dollar, and that's his only belief, and that's the only thing, and it's just maddening because on the other hand, we get a short-term pressure on gold and silver and great buying opportunity. So let's get started right away after I got that off my chest.
You feel better now? You feel better?
No, I don't.
But let some more steam off. Go let some more steam off.
Will.
We don't care.
I will. I'm not done with Kudlow yet.
Okay. All right. Go get him. Sick him.
But first, let's go to gold. We have gold down 860. 860 for gold today at 1223.80. And our high was, 1230. So silver's down 21 cents at 1547. Platinum was down 18 at 829. Palladium was also down 9 at $934. Of course, the dollar is stronger by 0.56 at 94.76. Crude oil's up 24 cents at 69.54. I think that's going to pop tomorrow. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. But it's like, all eyes are on this GDP number that's soon to come out. So let's go ahead and pull up my other screen here. And, what did I do with it? I did something with it. I know the Dow was stronger today. Let me get to my market report here. Tried to be organized today, but the numbers got away from me. The Dow was up 114 today, 25,528. The NASDAQ was down a little over 1%, 80 points at 7,852. The S&P was down 8 points at 2,837. The 10-year yield, 2.98%. That is up 0.04. The euro was weaker. Let's see what else is going on. Everybody is all happy and excited about the GDP that is about to be released tomorrow. Everyone says it's going to be a big number. And economists surveyed by Reuters expect the gain to be 4.2%. Kudlow says, sounds about right. Though he has no official information, he's pretty much confirming a 4.2%. And, and gold reacted. The market reacted a little bit. And so he says the number's going to live up to the hype. You're going to have great numbers tomorrow. And he told all this on Fox Business Network in an interview this afternoon. But he did say he couldn't speculate. Well, he just irritates the heck out of me. But he is the latest administration official to talk about an economic data point ahead of its release. He's done this before. It's not commonly done. These numbers, things are not usually said. Numbers are not released prior to the actual release from the government. And he's done it. He's done it before. And he's going to do it again. And it's just frustrating. But there are some.
Can I ask you one quick question, if you don't mind? Sure. What has been the record high on the Dow?
Oh, I don't know the exact number, 25, over 25.
Okay, I was going to say, it has to be approaching a record high now if it hasn't already topped it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we were 25.5. I think, was the, so it should be, yeah, it should be here some, maybe 25.6. Okay. But I don't, I can pull that up here and let you know, but I don't.
That's all. Don't worry about it.
I don't pay much attention to the Dow.
Well, I just curious. I mean, it keeps going up and up, and it's just like a balloon's getting bigger and bigger. It's going to pop. I just wonder how close is it getting a record high right now.
Well, you know, Barclays is on the high end of this GDP estimate. They're predicting about a 5.2% forecast. You have the Atlantic Fed, though, is tracking at 3.8%, but the New York Fed is on the low end of the predictions at 2.7%. So, big range, 2.7% to 5.2%, and I expect that it will fall in the middle. But you gotta have to remember one thing, ladies and gentlemen. They get three tries at this. So, you know, they get to revise these numbers three times until you get the final official number. So I don't get too excited about this first one. We know it's all set up, and we also know that the accounting, you know, the tax cuts and everything will affect these GDP numbers to some degree. So, again, you know, it's going to be the average for the year. I'm glad. I'm happy that everyone is having a great second quarter. You know, I'm not here to say, oh, it's, but I don't believe the numbers. You know,
right.
So
I understand that. Yes,
I don't believe the numbers. Is it better than it was? Probably, but I think there's a lot of distortion in the numbers that are released, based on the tax cuts, based on, you know, everything else that is happening. Yesterday, you had Detroit's automakers. You have Ford, General Motors, you had Fiat, Chrysler. They all scaled back their 2018 earnings. And this is these forecasts are due to rising prices for raw materials. GM said higher than expected jump in commodity costs and unfavorable exchange rates in Brazil and Argentina is going to cost it an extra $1 billion this year. They do talk about the trade penalties that have been mentioned in some form on more than 40% of the 146 S&P 500 companies that have already reported second quarter earnings this season. So they did have a bad day, and they all scaled back their earnings for 2018. And again, this is another sign.
And then, but that didn't affect the market at all.
No, just yeah.
You know, it used to be that would put them in a run.
Well, we're not even through most of the news of the day yet, and you're absolutely correct.
Wow,
you're absolutely correct. I mean, you're talking about more than 40%. You know, there's talk of the tariffs, and yes, I see that. You know, I like the idea of tariffs, so I'm not going there. I'm just not sure how these tariffs are truly going to affect the economy in today's world. You do have these companies that are getting squeezed by the tariffs. Eventually, when the companies get squeezed, that squeeze is going to come down to the consumer. It just has to happen. That's just the way it is.
It has to. Yes, it does.
And the trade penalties that have been mentioned in some form on more than 40% of the 146 S&P 500 companies, they're going to be affected. Whirlpool, they plunged by more than 14% after the U.S.-based washing machine maker had said higher steel costs is going to crimp its profits this year. Global steel cost has risen substantially, and particularly in the U.S., they have reached unexplainable levels. This is what the Whirlpool chief executive officer Mark Bitzer had told shareholders during the company's conference call. So, you know, and then today I think you wanted to talk about Facebook.
Well, there's a lot going on here. I mean, there's so much happening, and I'm still sitting back marveling at how gold is and silver is dropping. The market's going up and up and up. And now there could be, seriously, could be oil shortages out of Saudi Arabia. We'll talk about that in a minute, too, with a couple of the tankers being attacked in the Red Sea. There's a lot of things happening here. But for some reason, it's not phasing the market. I mean, it's not even phasing the market.
And that's what's so dangerous. You know, I've always, I thought when there's an action, there's always a reaction. So we're seeing all these actions, and there isn't anything that's reacting. But what I believe, if this is all setting up for the granddaddy of reactions.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Because
I don't know when. Maybe next month, maybe 3-4 years, but it's coming.
And the longer they hold this off, the more dire it's going to be.
Absolutely, it is.
And, you know, and so enjoy the day, ladies and gentlemen. You know, if you don't buy into it, and again, this has nothing to do with the administration. This has nothing to do with the performance of the administration with President Trump. This is about numbers. This is about reporting of, you know, the earnings are going down. I mean, and they're all lifted up anyway. I mean, their earnings could be dropping, maybe not so much on tariffs. Maybe they like to blame the tariffs. But we talked about it not too long ago on this program, that you have all these multinational corporations buying back their stocks. And as soon as they buy back their stocks, then they sell them. You know, so we could see a lot of that going on. So it's hard to say. But it's like it doesn't faze anybody. People are not fazed.
No, they're not.
There's no, at one time there was fear and no panic. There's neither now. I don't think there's any fear and I don't think there's any panic anywhere.
And people are still going in debt at record amounts. They're still spending more, buying more credit than they have in years. Like they're going to be okay. They can't go too far in debt. I mean, they act like they're the government. You know?
Well, you know what? I talked yesterday about the government check. You know, they want to give out to retirees, you know, have a retirement account where your money will last you. You'll never have to worry about running out of money because the government will make sure that you have a check every month. They're not going to give that to you for free. They're going to take the money that you have and say, we could take care of it much better than you. You'll never have to worry about stock market crashes, which tells you there's a big stock market crash coming. To make people give up their money so they don't have to worry about it anymore. And that's the biggest that's one comment I hear day in and day out. Melody, I never thought at my age that I'd have to be worrying so much about my money. Thought they could stick it in the bank, earn a decent rate of return, decent interest rate, and, you know, live the rest of their lives. It's not happening today.
No, it's not happening.
You can't trust your banks. I mean, you can't trust Wall Street. You can't trust your government. And yet, these are the people that are holding your money.
Yep. Yep. And of course, you talk about the UBI, which is basically what we're talking about. They'll just take the money all out and just give everybody a little pittance back. Really, it's what they're on Social Security. Basically, the same idea. Yep. They took a bunch of money.
This is different than the UBI. Of what they're trying to do. They're going to create like an annuity-like product. So it is a little different than the UBI, but the same concept as everybody gets something
well,
for nothing.
Well, you and I both know the money's not going to be there. Social Security money's not even there. They're living off taxes that people are paying right now. It's going to be the same thing with the new concept. They're going to waste it. They're going to do something else with it, and they're going to hope the next generation can afford to pay for this generation. It's coming to an end one day. It has
and
to.
And then we'll have 1,000,000% inflation, right?
Absolutely. You know, and this is along a different topic, perhaps, but along the same lines. I'm going to get this real quickly, and we'll move because we have so much financial news here. It's unbelievable. But they did a study, finally, to find out what the leading cause of death was in the United States. You know what the leading cause of death is?
Yeah, it's abortion.
It is. I mean, it's amazing. Now, folks, listen to this. 599,413 people died... with cancer. I'm trying to find the heart disease here. Official and then 599,413 with heart problems, and 567,628 cancer. So, but the leading cause of death in the United States is abortion. 1,152,000, which more than doubles the death from cancer and heart disease. Now, here's the sad part. It's all sad. But 16.4% of the unborn babies that are slaughtered are from Caucasians, white folks, 61.1% blacks, 64% from Hispanics and Latino. Melanie, that's disgraceful. But I do know that Ann Sager, one that had Hitler as a hero, so we have to have this to control the black population. This has been back in the 30s. So we're seeing what's happening right here now. And what she dreamed of is coming true. So 1,152,000 babies killed in this country in 2009. And it's just unbelievable what's happening there. But then we find out that idiots like a Democratic candidate in Pennsylvania run for Congress, I'm trying to find his name here, Scott Wallace, has donated over $7 million to population control groups. But his answer to the whole problem is just simply this. It's not hard to do. Now, he's been endorsed by Planned Parenthood and National Organization of Women, and he's donated them, of course, to them. But he wants to charge taxes, extra tax, on anyone who has more than two children. So he's supporting zero population growth with his money, $420,000 worth he's given since 1997. And he said, we have stopped this population bomb. So this guy wants to tax parents who have more than two children. They're just having too many babies. They got to stop them. Do you see a trend here of what the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 8, I think by verse 36, if you hate God, you love death. Are you seeing the reason why we aren't having the growth we should have? How do you grow when you kill this much of your population off? And then want to tax people having babies. Isn't that what China did? Didn't China get in a bind for a while and have to start loosening up someone on these birth control ideas? I mean, it's amazing that people even consider this.
Well, China did, and they have billions of people, though, too, and they're also reversing that because they understand that you need to grow. You need to grow. Just like Japan. Look at their situation.
And Japan is going to lose population because of the sex doll industry. I'm not making it up. I'm serious. He said we're going to lose more population because people are buying sex dolls instead of having relations with men or women. Now, that's a true story. You find that online. Now, that is a sick society. And it's here also, I'm sure, that you're going to lose population because people prefer dolls over real people.
Well, we're going to be heading into the break here, and I want to talk a little bit about Facebook when we get back. And
yeah, right
stay
here,
tuned.
Yeah.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
We will
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk CommonSenseTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Being 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Please make sure you visit our website, dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. And, of course, sign up for our weekly newsletter. And these programs are archived on a daily basis, but you can also listen to it live right from the website. Just go to the radio page. There's a little bar there. And tune in at 4 o'clock Eastern Time. Prior to the break, we were going to talk about, unless you wanted
Zuckerberg.
To say anything else.
Well, I want Zuckerberg is a good topic.
Yes.
That's a good topic.
Yeah,
by the
is.
Way, I want to say this. If the people could hear us laugh with each other during the break, they know that we really are real people, and we enjoy each other's company. Folks, I'm serious. Melody and I and Todd are back and forth in the break. So if you could hear that, you'd understand we're just real people. That's all we are. But I thought this article, Zuckerberg loses $16.8 billion in a snap, as Facebook plunging up, $16.8 billion lost. That would probably wipe me out, Billy. How about you?
In a day.
In a day, okay. He said his fortune tumbled $16.8 billion in late trading Wednesday as shares of the social media giant slid 20% at 5:37 p.m. in New York on disappointing results. If that holds through Thursday's close, he will slide to sixth place from third on the Bloomberg Billionaires Index. Now, this, it says, it would also wipe his $13.7 billion gains for the year, leaving him, now this is terrible, Mel, now he's going to make it, with just $70 billion left. How's a man going to survive on that?
Well, you know, Facebook has had the biggest loss in stock market history, $100
yes.
billion. Dollars. So the social media giant's market capitalization plummeted by $119 billion to $510 billion as its stock price plummeted by 19%. And it was more than that earlier before the end of the day at the close yesterday. Facebook's market cap had totaled nearly $630 billion. No company in the history of the United States stock market has ever lost $100 billion in market value in just one day. There were two that did come close. You had Intel. They lost $90 billion September of 2000. You also had Microsoft in April of 2000. Of course, that was all going on during the or prior to the dot-com bust. Microsoft lost $80 billion. Some of the other ones, of course, you had a lot of banks in there that lost billions of dollars during the 2008 Great Recession. They have the chart that I'm looking at here, J.P. Morgan lost $24 billion in September 2008. So it ranges in 2008 of September. These are the top 10, I guess. $24 billion J.P. Morgan to Facebook, $119 billion.
That is so huge. And why did it happen? Did it give a good reason as to why it happened?
They reported weaker than expected revenue for the second quarter, and of course also they had disappointing global daily active users, and that is a key metric for Facebook. So the company also said it expects its revenue growth rate to slow in the second half of this year. You have the analysts, of course, they're downgrading Facebook's stock, and but this is the percentage decline was also, of course, the worst in Facebook's history. I mean, Facebook isn't that old. But it's
why did that bother the market? Why did that make the market do something? I mean, that's part of the market.
Well, the NASDAQ went down 90 points.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I mean, come on.
Gee, yeah, stupid question. Duh.
So we did have a, I'm sorry, it wasn't 90, it was 80 points.
call you. Okay, trying to stretch it, weren't you?
Kind of stretching it, yeah, you betcha. So, yeah, incredible numbers. But again, ladies and gentlemen, a sign. There was, you know, in 2000 with the dot-com bubble bust, you had these, you know, billions of dollars, record numbers at that point in time. In 2008, you had record number, a few companies dropping billions and billions of dollars, records, and now you have Facebook. And I don't think anybody's heart bleeds for Facebook, but if you happen to have Facebook in your portfolio, which I guarantee you many, many, many of you do, you know, but then, you know, Amazon and a lot of these companies are reporting after the market. Amazon Cloud, their revenue jumps 49%. So, you know, that's why you didn't have a big drop in, you know, because everybody knows what these numbers are prior to. And, you know, so it's, you know, again, it's all manipulated.
Well, but you know, these figures are so far above the common man's head, it doesn't really, you can't comprehend it. I mean, it's way above my head. You know, I mean, we're talking about trillions, about billions of dollars here. And the man's only worth $70 billion. You think people just love to be worth $70 right now?
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing. But I do have an answer for all the problems. You know, if you become a lawyer and you get to be as good as Michael Cohen, now you know who he is, I'm sure.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you know that Trump, the poor guy barely makes it, I'm sure, but Trump gives him a $37,000 a month retainer fee? Do you think he'd been fired from that? I don't know. But anyway, he had $37,000 a month retainer fee from Trump to Cohen. That is a lot of money for a month's work. So, you know, whether he's turned on Trump or not, I'm so sick of hearing about Trump and another playmate and another what, on and on and on and on and on goes. But, you know, now it's now to where Trump's Hollywood star was smashed to pieces on the Walk of Fame in Hollywood. I guess you probably saw that also.
Somebody did.
Somebody took a pic and tore it all to pieces and let the pic lay there, and somebody took a picture of it. So apparently, Trump is not well liked in Hollywood. So you tell me.
Well, if you have Hollywood that's filled with, you know,
perverts.
Liberal.
Yeah. You're right.
No, I'll call them liberals, but yeah, they are. But they are.
But it's just amazing to me, like I said, though, that they just totally stole all the pieces. They said it happened 3:30 in the morning, Wednesday morning. They just went in and picked his whole star to pieces. And Trump is, it seemed like he'd either like him or you hate him in most cases. There's not much in between ground with him. People either are singing his praises or they hate his guts. You know, it's just amazing. I mean, he does polarize people. I guess you've probably seen that.
Well, I guess sometimes, yeah, absolutely. But you know what? Sometimes I can understand because, you know, I mean, if you don't follow him, you probably love him. You know, because you don't see all the things that he says and then reverses what he says. If there was anybody else in this whole world who did that, oh, there'd be outrage coming from the conservative right. I mean, you know, it would be, you know, he flip-flops on everything that he says. But everybody will say, well, that's just the way he does that. He's a businessman, and that's how he negotiates.
Yeah, right, well, right.
But that's fine. Yeah. But he's also the president of the United States. So if you don't, you know, so I don't have, I think what he's doing something. And when I talk about the things that he does, it's not as a reflection against him. It's to say, how are these economic policies going to affect the country? Are they good? Will they matter? Are they temporary? What do we see in the future? And if you go back to the fundamentals, with the amount of debt that we have, to me, this is all distractions. It's not whether I like Trump or whether I don't like him. But to me, these are all distractions.
Well,
and lots
obviously,
of times, just like, well, let me just finish this.
Yeah,
just like
do.
With the just like with the EU and the tariff in the Rose Garden yesterday. You know, purchasing, you know, the LNG from the United States could be years down the road. the soy, you know, so it's great to purchase anything, but it could be it's not going to be tomorrow. It might not be next month. It could be years from when I'm reading, and I read both sides and I come to my conclusion. So is it still good? Yes. You know, I mean, it's still good. You know, anything that they can do. But they didn't address the tariffs on the vehicles, and that's what the whole deal was all about. So it's just like, how does it all filter through?
That's a very good question. Very good question. Yeah. And the farmers, of course, get upset now. They don't want a handout. They want to make some money. I don't know. At first, they were kind of on his side. Now, seem to turn the other direction. I don't know, Melody. Like I said before, this guy has definitely caused conversations to pick up in this country.
And that's a good thing. You know, that is a good thing. As long as if people are waking up. But I'm not so sure people wake up if they're just waiting to see what's going to happen.
Yeah.
If they, you know, and that's, you know, then you're getting back into the same, you know, sheeple type just on the other side. I mean, I don't know, but it's fascinating.
Well, it is. I want to ask you a serious question, because I think it's a lot of people's mind, really. They've been after him now ever since been in office, about the Russian connection and the probe into what happened in Russia with the election, and on 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 it goes. And now apparently Mueller is going to go in the Trump's tweets and see if he can't make an obstruction case against Trump. Now, Mueller's been going and digging and digging and digging and digging and digging. Is there anything there that he can get a hold of, anything there they can get out, or is that just all for show?
You know what? I don't know. Do I think, I'm going to get in trouble for this, do I think President Trump is 100% innocent? Probably not. Does it warrant all of this discussion? Absolutely not. Absolutely no. I think it's, you know, I mean, it's just like, give it a rest, ladies and gentlemen. And
absolutely.
Mueller, if you got something, bring it on. Bring it on. Just
he's still
give us
digging. He's still he's going still, into the man's tweets.
But you know what? Alan Weisselberg, he's a longtime financial gatekeeper for President Trump, and he's been subpoenaed to testify before a federal grand jury. And this is in the criminal probe of Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, that you were talking about earlier today. So he is considered a witness in the investigation. It isn't known whether he has already appeared before the grand jury or what questions prosecutors of the New York Southern District have had for him, and the date of the subpoena couldn't be determined. But he has served as executive vice president and chief financial officer at the Trump Organization. And he was one time described as the most senior person in that organization. So, kind of interesting, but again, you're right. It's just like, you know, give us something. Heck, even when they did Clinton, even Kenneth Starr would come out and give us something. Even
well,
though he didn't give
again.
Us much, he was interviewed, and questions were answered, you know, to what he could. But yeah, it's ridiculous.
Well, you know, it's been going on so long now that I personally am getting tired of hearing about it. I really and truly, if they had something, you would have thought they would have had it out of here by now. You know, no doubt about it. They would have had it out of here by now. They wouldn't have been keep talking about not bringing anything forward. I don't know why they're trying to keep people's minds on it. Maybe they're hoping to find something. I have no idea. But, you know, I don't know if this may tie into something in the future, I guess, but, you know, the U.S., in 2019 is supposed to produce about 12 million barrels of crude oil per day, which will make the world's number one oil producer. What do you think about that?
Good.
I mean, really, that's quite a statement, is it not?
Yes, it is.
And says U.S. inflation. And by the way, this is in the Week magazine. I get them once a week, and I use them for Bible study and show current events. U.S. inflation has hit its highest rate in more than 6 years, erasing any wage gains for the average American worker. Now, you and I already knew that. Consumer prices rose 2.9% in June from a year earlier, about the same rates as wages. The price of gas has increased 24% over the past year. Rent for a primary residence about 3.6%, and meals at restaurants by 2.8%. Now, you and I already been talking about that for a long time. Everyone's dollar is going less and less in a way of paying bills because they're dropping their value. But I still believe it's more than what you're saying it is. But the point of it is, even in the Week magazine, they're saying that that inflation is eating up anybody's pay increases over the year. And I think we can say that for sure.
What everyone fails, or many people fail to understand, is that as long, and yes, I'm going to go back to the basics. I'm going to go back to something I say in my sleep. As long as we have a fiat currency, our dollars continue to purchase less.
That's right.
We can't fix any of our problems until we fix that problem.
Totally agree.
And really, ladies and gentlemen, is the fix easy? No. But we know what the problem is. That's the easy part. We know what it is. It has to be fixed. And there isn't anything we can gloss over. We can gloss over everything with the GDPs, with the increases, with tax cuts. People can't use, debt. Debt has replaced their purchasing power that they had with the dollar.
But shouldn't common sense tell anybody that debt is not the same as buying with cash? There's a difference. I mean, you have to pay for it sooner or later, and if you're not careful, debt will sneak up on you and bury you.
It does. It does every time. But people don't learn from history. They think they're smarter than their purchase habits, and they go on vacation, and then all of a sudden, I thought I was only going to spend $500, but I actually spent $2,500. It adds up very quickly, and you got to remember, when we see rates rise, that's why you have Mr. Trump commenting on higher rates, giving Fed's some heat for increasing rates, and I'm not sure. If we have a strong economy, if this GDP number is really as big as they say it is, the Fed will have to raise rates. Have to raise rates.
Yeah.
So everything that they're doing is just in conflicting nature.
It doesn't make any sense. It does make any sense, and ultimately, it's going to crumble, and anyone who's watching the infrastructure of this country, financially and the other way, they are seeing it is crumbling. It may have delayed the inevitable. It may have made sense at the time they were doing it because, hey, this is better than the alternative. But the alternative it can't be escaped forever. It's going to happen.
And it's sooner than later, ladies and gentlemen. And what's sooner than later is our commercials, our break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, and we'll be right back right after these few short messages.
Oh, won't you tell me again? Oh, can you feel it? Oh, won't you tell me again tonight? Each and every
food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. Going into, and you know, something's very odd with my computer today. It just keeps changing on me, and I don't know why. It's got to be Todd. I don't know. I was going to blame Todd, the producer, but I won't. After the heat that I get during the breaks, I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, but yeah, poor little thing.
But we were talking about the oil, and I had something here, but it just, I wanted to talk about how the Saudi Arabia has closed.
Yes. While you look that up, I'll make this comment. You may saw this. Bank of America had some safety deposit boxes stolen.
Yes.
You know, now this is unbelievable. I mean, these boxes are supposed to be in a locked room with a key, that's your own key, get into it. But this is in trying to find where it's at, but it says a woman says her bank let her safe deposit box vanish, and she's not the only one. Susan Nomi says when she went to her Bank of America safe deposit box of 16 years, the entire box was gone. By the way, she worked there, retired from there after 40 years in Bank of America. That's where she kept her family's jewelry and her dad's coin collection. I was in shock. I was just like, what happened to my box? She says Bank of America can't explain where her valuables went. They don't have an answer. They say, thanks for letting us know. Now, can you imagine you went to the bank and you told them, hey, somebody stole my safety deposit box, and all they said was, hey, thanks for letting us know that.
I mean, that is
her family's jewels, her dad's coins, gone, and the bank says, thanks for letting us know.
Yeah, that was. I think they did issue a check, though, if I read.
Well, I'm sure they did issue.
Yeah.
You can't replace that stuff.
No.
I mean, no, that's pretty callous.
But I'll tell you what, you know, and you do, if you do have, you know, for those, because I know I have clients that have safety deposit boxes, and this is part of the warning. You do have to be careful. You should visit your safety deposit box on a regular basis. If you miss your billing, and it's easy to do, and if you don't have, I mean, just like a bank account, sometimes people put money in a savings account, and they just let it sit there, and the next thing you know, time goes by very quickly. It's a year or two goes by, you didn't deposit anymore, you're just letting it, you know, ride in that account. All of a sudden they deem that account as I can't think of the right term for it, but Pastor,
you lose
Butch,
your money. You lose your money. That's what it boils down to. You lose the account. I can't remember what it's called either. Delinquent. I don't anyway, they just can say it's no longer active, it's our money. And they literally take the money.
Yes. Yeah. So,
my dad almost lost his account one time because of that. And he was really livid over that. He'd been dealing with the bank for 40 years or longer. And they just about took one of his accounts.
Yes. So you do have to be careful if you have accounts, to always make sure that you pay on time, you visit it, and be active with your accounts. But so I don't know if that was one of their issues or not. But the fact of the matter remains, Bank of America should never have done that. And I can't believe they just said thanks for telling us.
But it was in a safety deposit box. I mean, they rent that. That's her box.
Yep.
And she doesn't have to go in there and check it at all. As long as she pays rent, that's her private property.
That's exactly correct.
Wow.
And that is, you know, it's just another site. And what city was that in?
I didn't catch it. I looked and see. I got the city, but I couldn't find the state. Mm-hmm. That's 1 second. Let me take a look here real quick.
Well, I guess it does.
It's California. I think it is California. I'm trying to find the name of the city. I'm looking right now. It's Orangevale, probably California. CBS 13, Orangevale. So I say it is probably California. But she worked there 40 years herself, had her safety deposit box there for 16 years, and disappeared.
That's frightening.
That is frightening. I mean, I know people who keep their coins, their precious metals in the bank. safe deposit boxes. I know that. And I'm thinking, why would you do that? Do you think a bank raid would keep your coins safe if they want in your safety deposit box? If they raid your account, you not think they're going to raid your box? That's insane, yeah. Melody. I want it in my possession where I know it is, under my protection. They may kill me and take it, but they're going to have to kill me and take it first.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Go ahead. I'll shut up now.
No, it is something that people need to be aware of. And but we also, there's two topics I want to get to today is about the Saudi Arabia war threat. The oil tankers were bombed,
yes.
And the Saudis are banning exports through the Red Sea Straits. And these are Iran-backed rebels, Yemeni rebels, that have launched an attack on two oil tankers passing through the Red Sea shipping lane. And so that they were going to, the Saudi Arabia announced that it was going to temporarily halt the oil shipments. Now, there was some that was saying that they were looking to see if there was any oil spilled caused by the missile strikes, and because that could have caused some sort of a catastrophic environmental damage. So they're going to halt these oil shipments immediately until the situation becomes clear and the maritime transit through Bab al-Mandeb is safe. The Houthi al-Masira TV said on Twitter that the missiles were aimed at the warships and boats that were operated by the Saudi-led coalition. That, of course, was battling on the Yemen government side against the Houthis in a 3-year civil war. You know, this is just another part of the world, Pastor Butch, that people don't see, they're so focused on one thing, but they don't talk about this. They don't talk about a lot of places around the world where, you know, real things are going on and could certainly affect all of us very quickly and suddenly.
I mean, Trump and Russia is more important, of course, and Stormy Daniels and other McDougal. That's always more important than ships being bombed, isn't it?
Oh, of course.
goodness gracious! But there was a time again, and when this kind of stuff happened in the Middle East, the market would feel the pinch, and it would show. There was a time when anything happened in the Middle East that would threaten the oil supplies. A lot of things panicked, but then again, nothing. It's no response really, And Iran said that has told the U.S. that if we want war, they're going to send terrorists over here, and have them attack us from the inside. But who cares, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who cares?
Yeah.
And I just wonder. And this is from Major General Qasem Soleimani. Has claimed that if the U.S. starts a war, Iran will finish it. Now, that may sound boastful, but Iran is not Kuwait. Iran is not Guatemala. Iran is a huge nation, and they have the stuff to fight back with. And I don't know, why is no one taking this seriously? I mean, this is ridiculous. And I don't know why we're after Iran in the first place. I really don't know. I haven't seen any proof they've done anything to us, but we have been warned that it could be all-out war. And another Iranian general said that we will destroy everything you own. Now, think about that. That's a pretty serious threat. So, you still there, Melanie?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
I mean, to hear that, that we should stop and think that a nation size of Iran threatens that harshly. Maybe we got weapons I don't know of. Maybe we got secret weapons back there that we know we can't be touched. I don't know that. But we do know that there are cells in this nation, Muslim cells, ready to attack when the signal is given. Why do we think this couldn't happen? What is it that makes us feel so secure that we think they can infiltrate us and already have and set these cells up ready to attack us? And when that really does start happening, would the markets ignore that also, do you think? I don't think so.
You know, it's just two separate worlds anymore, and it truly is amazing, the illusion that they've created and how things are just ignored. And yeah, I get the algorithms and the markets and everything, but everything is just totally being ignored, and you should get something. You should get, even with the algorithms, you should get some sort of reaction. But it just goes to show and prove just – the complete control that Wall Street has on these markets.
Mm-hmm. And the news media has on the people.
Yes. Because once this market cracks, once it's purged, call it whatever you want, purging, resetting, collapsing, whatever you want to call it, it's not going to come back like it did in 2008. And we have a population of baby boomers that are right, that are retiring, and it's going to wipe them out.
And millennials that have no idea how to provide for themselves.
Correct.
I'm serious. You can't get them to leave home anymore.
I know that. I saw one where millennials are already being. I just saw the headline. I just couldn't open it up to read the article because I just shook my head. But it was something like the millennials are getting burned out on jobs, on working.
Oh, wow. Poor one of things. You're getting burned out working.
They're getting burned out already. And so it's just, but anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're just here to, you know, we don't want to talk and think that it's all bad news. The good news is there's something you can do about it.
Absolutely.
Just like anything else, is if you know the truth, you can adjust and do something so you're not affected like everyone else is going to be who totally denies our problems. So.
Well, you know, I have an article here that might be able to giggle very quickly. The giant U.S. pension funds admit there's a big problem. Two giant firms. This article says, I've been talking a lot about the looming pension crisis. My short thesis is, if you're depending on a pension for your retirement, it's time to start looking elsewhere. Pensions are simply giant funds responsible for paying out retirement benefits to workers. And today, the nation's 1,400 corporate pension plans, 1,400 Melody, are facing $553 billion in shortfalls. And according to Boston College, about 25% will likely go broke in the next decade. Think about that. A full one-quarter U.S. non-government employees expecting a pension to fund their retirement will likely get zilch. And it's even worse for the government. According to the credit rating agency Moody's, state, federal, and local governments' pension plans are $7 trillion short in funding. The reason for this crisis is simple. Investment returns are too low. Pension funds invest in stocks, bonds, real estate, private equity, and a host of other assets, hoping to generate a safe return. But when interest rates near their lowest levels in human history, it's been difficult for these pensions to generate a suitable return without taking on more and more risk. And that's another big problem with pensions. Their investment returns are totally unrealistic. Most pension funds require a minimum of annual 8% a year to cover their future liabilities. Melanie, that's a dire report. I don't even like to talk about that, but that's a dire report. People that are our age and older and younger right now, in the next decade, could face nothing in their pension. I mean, the corporate pensions are $553 billion in debt, and the government pensions are $7 trillion in debt. Now, what do you think about them apples?
Yeah, it certainly seems like numbers don't mean anything anymore, and they don't because we have a fiat currency. Everything is an illusion. There isn't anything real on the internet. People are selling homes for bitcoins.
Yes.
There isn't anything real. I mean, and that's how nothing seems real until it affects them personally. I think what we're going to see, you know, I think the next 10 years is going to be very difficult. I don't think the collapse is going to happen in 10 years. I think it's going to happen pretty soon. And it's going to be a long, difficult 10 years. It's just not going to turn around like it did in 2008 because every country in this world is broke. Every country in the world is, you know, has debt. The point where when these rates begin, they're not going to be able to service it. It's just going to all default. There's going to be reassessed. There's no assets, and so it's going to be a long 10 years or longer. But I don't think it's going to be 10 years before it begins. I think you're going to see, you know, we might begin seeing it really unwind by the end of this year. Maybe with the September is always a very volatile month in the markets. So depending on how that begins to, you know, set up for this year, you know, with the second strong GDP, it might be next year. But, you know, it's an election year, so they're going to do everything in their power to keep this thing going this year. And then my prediction would be after the election that you can pretty much Katie bar the door. I think you're going to start seeing things unfold, if not sooner. I think we're that close.
I think you're probably right. I can't see it going much longer like this. I truly, really can't. I mean, we see in California, the housing market, they say that is generally the future of the whole country. The housing market is crashing in California, and there's no wonder why the price of homes out there. But they say that's going to be a marker for the rest of this nation very soon. So that's something to think about also. When the home market goes, that means that people are really desperate.
Yep. We talked about that yesterday, and people are just concerned about bizarre things. You were going to talk about straws.
Yeah. I mean, now in California also, Santa Barbara, if the waiter gives you a straw, they can be fined $1,000, put in jail for 6 months. I'm talking about a plastic straw. I mean, and that's just such a bunch of, but anyway. Yeah, that's today. That's what's happening in America today.
That's just such insanity. And that's why, ladies and gentlemen, this is all going to happen sooner than later. Thank you for joining me today, Pastor Butch. We'll be back. I'll be back tomorrow with Dave Allen. So until then, be safe. Good night, and God bless.
That's too bad.